26 minutes now after 11 o'clock, and I think I've been listening to the sound check. I think you're really going to enjoy the group you're about to hear. We'll talk more about their sound and how they make it and why their music is taking the turn that they've chosen. It's really an original sound that I think you'll enjoy. The group is comprised of Philip Aaron Jacoby, Philip Andrew Johnson, and Morgan Elizabeth Stewart, and their name is Sleep Experiments. Experiments at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday mornings on public radio. I'm going to turn to one of the Phillips, Philip, Aaron, Jacoby, and I've got to believe the name came from a bulletin board or telephone pole somewhere. I'm curious. not your name. Sleep Experiments.
Name.
Yeah. No. Your name didn't come from there, but Sleep Experiment sounds like something a hospital's up to. Or
It came from a friend of mine back in Michigan who was talking about starting a band that was called Panda Sleep Experiments, which was just, I think, sort of half a joke. But I liked the Sleep Experiments being together, and so I mentioned it to Morgan once a long time ago, and
because there's really only so many songs you can write about pandas.
There's panda mine going on here in the studio.
Sorry about
that. And a little pandemonium too. We're going to make a slight technical adjustment.
But I always liked how those that phrase sounded, Sleep Experiments, and then seemed like the music that we were all sort of predisposed to make together.
So where are you from originally?
I'm from Livonia, Michigan.
Okay, and what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Lots of these friends here. I've had friends from Michigan moving down to Pittsburgh over the past 5 or 6 years.
I like it. A movement.
I'm one of the more recent. I've been here for a little bit, 2.5 years now. And Phil, to my right here, has been here for about 6 years, maybe.
6 years indeed.
And you're
six years
part of the first. Michigan diaspora.
I went to school in Michigan. Yeah, I suppose you could call it a Michigan diaspora.
Yeah. Well, what attracted you to Pittsburgh? This is Philip Andrew Johnson. I'll ask you that first.
It's a really long story full of sighs, and but actually a lot of really great stuff happened. Some
full
friends
of sighs with S-I-G-H-S.
Yeah, yeah. But we really, some of my friends and I at school, where we went to in Michigan, decided that we all wanted to move to a city, and picked Pittsburgh because it was affordable and charming and needed help. And thought, just by being here, we helped out a lot.
So you know, those of us of Pittsburgh love to hear stories like this, so it's a good thing. I'm curious how each of you came to music. Where did you play as a kid? Or
my dad played music, and I started playing pretty seriously in high school. You know, I'd played clarinet in the band in middle school and took a piano lesson for a year or something. But didn't really start picking up the guitar until high school. And then it was really when I discovered bands like Bjork and some lesser-known bands that I really started to get into music, what music could do and what it was capable of. And it's pretty exciting.
Excellent.
So trying to be part of a world that's participatory in music and in such a way that small bands can make the sounds that they want to make and mm-hmm. Which I think is one of the things that we like to do, is try and focus on a sound and focus on an idea and figure out how those two come together.
Absolutely. How about for you, Phil?
My father made music also. He was playing music in church and at home. And he started me out playing the guitar when I was about 13 years old. And so I would try to write songs at home, but never wrote songs collaboratively until I started playing music with Morgan and Phil, and we all were making music on our own when we first met each other, became friends, and had played a couple shows where each of us played individual sets, and when I moved down here, we decided to start trying to write songs together, and so I've been making music for a while as well. This is my first spending extensive time with friends and working on songs like this.
Well, I'm glad you're both here. And I know Morgan, I haven't met you guys before, so I kind of saved Morgan for last. We'll see if Morgan's mic is working or not. Is she there? Is the caller there? No.
yeah, wait.
Morgan's got a... You know, you could... why don't you lean over to this mic? I'll hear you better, at least for right now. If I turn the right knob up, there you are.
Yes, here I am.
How did you know? You've performed as a solo artist for a while, and certainly it's different having a couple band members. But I mean, you've moved in a very different direction. Is this something you've wanted to do for a while?
Yeah, I really enjoy the challenge and the benefits of working with people who have different sounds and different ideas and styles. And I think that what each of us brings to the table in this band is like very much representative of the things that we do in our own music. And I think that it's a really nice conglomeration. It is something I'd wanted to do for a while, kind of branch out of what was really normal for me, and step away from my guitar for a little bit even and do something a little bit different.
That's the thing I noticed right away. I'm thinking Morgan's singing. And, I mean, just singing or without a guitar. And that gives you probably a little more freedom and flexibility to just do, you know, to focus on that and things. Where can folks hear you play? Do you have any gigs coming up?
Not right now, actually. We kind of had a streak of shows in the spring, and we've been a bit busy this summer. And we actually recorded an EP that we are selling at.
You can find it on the internet.
Sure. If you go to myspace.com/sleepexperiments, that's one way to get information, probably the best way. Or if you...
We also have Bandcamp, sleepexperiments.bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp seems to be working well for a lot of people.
Yes. It's a new thing for us.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more stuff coming through Bandcamp. We're making a quick mic change. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 23 minutes before noon. And as we work live together here, we just are going to make a couple set changes here because we want to be sure you can hear Morgan's vocals a little better. So that'll take just a couple of seconds. It's 22 minutes before noon here at SLB, and it's a pleasure to have you here. And I can reinforce that as we go, Rob, if that makes sense. I know what you're going to do. Okay. It's fun. We're actually making it up as we go. Why don't you tell me the name of the song, Phil, that we just heard?
That was called just called Dream 3. We have a few pieces of music that we were sort of smaller ideas that we felt could be either introductions to other things or simply like rather than sometimes songs can take on like, you know, they have several parts and they're kind of bigger ideas or a combination of ideas, and there's a few things that we liked being just simple, a short musical thought, a couple of lines of lyrics, and we thought that that's all those things, those ones needed. And we decided, in keeping with the sleep experiments themes, those would just be little musical dreams that we were having. So that was the third of those.
The second one.
I honestly can't remember what the second one was.
Never really got off the ground, I don't think.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, well, let's. I think we're ready to hear another song now, and we've got Morgan amplified a little differently here, so we'll hear her once again. Our pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Everything's going well.
Okay, it's give me 1 second here. This is most live music radio programs are pre-recorded and post-produced, so. We're making some changes on the fly here due to an unexpected change in equipment. So we're almost there. Okay, we're good.
Yep.
And here once again, Sleep Experiment. Thanks for your patience.
To begin, yeah. seasons change, but not how I hear your name. Some sounds with the seasons change, but not how I hear your name.
There's a great sample and an opportunity for you to hear Sleep Experiments with everybody coming through. Clearly, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What a cool sound! And it's got to be really take some time to get the intricacies of this down before you play out. I would imagine, at least, because there's a lot going on. As you're listening, you know, there's sampling taking place live and then being reused. We've got an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, everybody's voice. Is it hard to get these songs together, Morgan? Or I shouldn't say hard, but it must take some time, right?
It's actually just really fun, I think.
Yeah.
When we write songs, we have... normally, one of us has some sort of idea, and we just build off of that. And so that means a lot of trial and error, some things that just don't sound right at all. But at this point, I feel like we're developing an ear for what we need for a song. So if Phil's playing something on the electric guitar, and I can decide whether or not I want to loop some vocals or I want to play the keyboard or whatever it might be. It's kind of a fun challenge to have like some flexibility and things to play around with as well.
Do you improvise much as you play live?
Not really when we play live. When we practice, we improvise all the time, I think.
I would think it would be tough to, because there's a lot going on. I mean, although there are three musicians here, it's almost as if you're, you know, twice or even three times that many, because you each have a lot of options, quite honestly, as you go through.
I think one of the tricks is to make sure that our songs just don't keep going on and on, because they're sort of repetitive in the way that they're set up, but that's the idea. But we don't want it to go on too long and have people be just sort of completely lost.
No, but you do want to, I think, create a space of relaxation and just a nice mood, which you're doing.
That's the very idea.
The group is called Sleep Experiment, or Sleep Experiments, plural. And it's 11 minutes before noon at SLB. I think we have about 10 minutes of radio time. I think we can get two more songs in, but you know their lengths better than I do, so I want to be sure.
If I take that or the Michigan thoughts.
Okay.
Do you think that can you get two or do you?
Well, why don't we play this first one?
Okay, we'll play it by ear. What's this one called? This one's new.
This one's new. We haven't recorded it yet. I was inspired by our Great Lakes state of Michigan.
Great. Here again, Sleep Experiments. Thank you.
so no one will notice us floating on top of this blue, 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 blue. Please, love, stay quieter than the waves. So no one will notice us floating on top of this blue, 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 blue.
Sleep Experiments, and what a sound. I hope you've got an EP now. I hope you've got a full CD in the works, because I do. Yeah, Morgan's got a smirk on her face.
Sort of is the answer.
Because I think it would really be nice to just put something like this on and just sort of meditate and listen and relax. And the EP will certainly help you do it. A full CD will help you do it even more. We have about 3.5 minutes of radio time. We have two choices. We can collaborate. We can either have you play us out if you'd like, with the knowledge that we may have to do a couple IDs over you. But
that's fine.
Why don't we do that? Because I'd really like to get some more music from you. Let me thank you in advance.
Thank you
for being here and for your patience as we got your sound and
just right. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And I hope you will consider looking for Sleep Experiments, myspace.com/sleepexperiments, or just Google it. Well, you better not. Sleep Experiments Music, I'll bet, would get you in the right place. If you don't include music, you're probably going to get all sorts of money-making opportunities. So, once again, here they are, and thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
again to Sleep Experiments and all of our guests today. Join us again next Saturday for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, and live and on demand at slbradio.org.